Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Your resting point between quests. Let's join our hosts as we talk about this week's events in Hearthstone Mercenaries.
Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast, a podcast focused on taking you through Mercenaries news, updates, and weekly topics to keep you at the top of your Mercenaries game. I'm Dragon Rider, joined as always by my fellow hosts, Cinder and Simba. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are live. I feel like we say that more than we should now, but like, and that's about all I got for you.
We in there, you know, getting where we need to get and going.
Getting it done, doing some things. We're doing some things.
Yeah. Doing stuff, doing things.
Well, how about new things? Now, because it feels like we just talked about new stuff, and then now we're talking about new stuff again.
Pretty sure we literally just talked about new stuff. There was new right? stuff last week.
Yeah. Well, you just don't want to let up on us at all.
No. Which, you know, maybe that's okay. We'll see. It does feel like it's coming at a fast pace now, but we do like the new stuff. So we're going to run through like the bullet points of what's coming. And then like in our main topic, we'll really get more detailed into it and talk about everything. So let me run through these here. For our news, we've got patch 22.4 is coming out Tuesday the 15th. So might probably already out by the time you're hearing this, but... And we'll have that linked for all the information. There's a ton of stuff. We're just going to talk about the mercenary stuff because that's the mini set is coming out. So that's like the big thing. But for mercenaries, we're going to have the first ever limited time event. I'm so hyped. Oh, my gosh. I feel like we've mentioned this a couple times on this show and it's coming. We're getting one. The only caveat is that the event itself is starting February 22nd, which is a week after the patch comes out. So it's not going live at the same time as the patch. So you do have a little bit of time, but we're also going to be getting, with this patch that's coming out tomorrow the 15th, 5 new mercenaries. Well, technically 4 through the normal ways. So opening them in packs or being able to craft them with coins. And the 5th mercenary, Chi-Gi, will be earned through the event. So you can actually earn it for free by doing the event stuff, but after the next major patch after the event. So we're gonna have the event probably like a week or two, I would imagine. And then the next major patch, that's when you can get that mercenary through normal means. So you'll be able to open it in a pack or something at that point. And then we're going to be getting 6 new bounties that will be added to the Alteric Valley Zone. 4 of them will be coming with this new patch, and then the other 2 will come after the end of the event. So, kind of spaced out releases of stuff this time, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, like, don't know that we've ever seen a limited time event in Hearthstone that happens after the patch. It usually just comes right along with it. This is cool. Like I really don't know what to expect. This is a first for mercenaries. So we don't really know what a limited time event is going to look like. And that is something we were talking about. Like they should do like bonus periods and, you know, special event themed weekends and other stuff. So this is cool. I'm curious to see exactly what they do, as part of this New Year's package.
Yeah. They keep giving us just almost exactly what we asked for, which either means that they're listening to us or we're like almost as smart as they are. One of the two, you know, either way is good. Coolest part about the limited time event for me is that you can also, like we said, we can get the epic mercenary Chi-Gi. It'll also give you a portrait. You can also get, it says over 1,000 total mercenary coins for the new mercenaries. And so just like extra ways to get coins, especially if you're behind on some of these bounties. That's super nice for us.
Yeah, that's for anybody who's struggling with coins, which is almost everybody. It's nice to for there to be an immediate catch up mechanic for new stuff, so you're not stuck trying to grind coins for the new stuff to get it, you know, leveled up to be up to a useful level. So I'm happy for that for sure. So it kind of makes me think it's gonna come in the form of like special tasks at the campfire for those specific mercenaries, probably.
Yeah. Well, let's read this here. So it does say, the event complete a chain of 10 exciting event tasks to harness the power of Chi-Gi and strengthen all the August Celestials. It does say 2 new tasks will be available on each of the first 5 days of the event, but you'll have until March 8th to complete all 10 tasks. That is a full 2 weeks. So you don't have to complete them all like the first 5 days. So, you know, if you've got a ton of work going on the first 5 days of this event, or, you know, something happening, like you have 2 full weeks to do those 10 tasks, but by the time the 5th day rolls around, you'll actually have access to those. So you'll be able to do them all. So it should be fine. I think that's a little bit more accessible for people who aren't going to be able to like automatically just log in those 5 days. You know, and just completing tasks gets you the epic mercenary. And like you said, all the coins and all that stuff. So it's pretty interesting. I think that's kind of cool. And also, the opportunity that they're giving us to just earn a mercenary on its own by doing some tasks is pretty cool. We've gotten some for, in the reward track now. And now we're going to have this one that you can earn. And then later, if you missed out on the event or something, you'll be able to get it by normal means. But I like that they're trying some different stuff with how people can earn mercenaries.
And I'm happy that Chi-Gi is going to be available through normal means later. I was a little panicked at first. I'm like, oh, let's not do, you know, event exclusive things that get shut off once the event is over. I'm glad that, you know, you can at least open them in a pack or craft them with coins later on.
There's definitely the incentive, though. Like I agree with you. The fact that everybody can get Chi-Gi is the best part. Just it makes it available to everyone. But then the people that are like, yo, I can get 1,000 coins. And it says over 1,000 total, so I'm assuming that doesn't come all in one bunch. So if you have time to, you know, do part of it, you'll still probably be getting some coins. And so it's just incentive for everyone, no matter where you're at, just to do some of these cool new tasks. I like that it's open to everyone for however much effort you currently want to be putting into the game mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is exactly what we talked about, though, right? These type of events, there's going to be tasks that you have to do, but they're coming out over multiple days. This is a perfect way to draw people in to mercenaries to log in on multiple days. Love, love, love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually been, you know, just the training grounds has kind of pushed me back into playing the game more frequently. You know, now I'm like, oh, I don't have to waste extra time leveling up, you know, these random things to get the task done. Now I can get them up to 30 without even trying. So, you know, now I'm like, I went back in and started pushing back towards Alterac Valley. I just got to finish off Nefarian and then boom, I'm in Alterac. So, yeah, I've definitely been logging more hours.
As soon as you get to Alterac, this is going to drop and you're going to be another 6 bounties behind.
Oh, no. Just stop it.
Do we want new stuff or do we not want new stuff? We don't know anymore.
It's fine.
Do what we don't.
You got a week. You got a week before it comes out. Well, no, okay. 4 of them are coming out tomorrow. You got a week before, or multiple weeks before 2 of them come out. It's fine. You got plenty of time, right?
It's fine.
Okay.
You know, the amount of time it's taken me to not beat Ren Blackhand says otherwise. But Oh no.
Everybody's got that one bounty that's just like, oh, curse you, you know.
I'm so mad. I can't even talk about Ren Blackhand.
Do you need to talk about that?
Tell the story. No, it's a great story.
Prepare your F's. The F's for chat.
So, prepare thine ears for F.
I was trying to beat Ren Blackhand. I've been stuck and it's making me so mad. I've even taken like comps that are supposed to be good. And then earlier I'm like, all right, cool. This is going to be great. We've got our AFG card review and then Mercenaries podcast. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just going to do a run before all of that. So I'm cruising through it. I get to the fight right before Rend. I went down to like eat some food. Came back up and then I was like, oh shoot, it's time. I'm gonna just exit out. So instead of exiting the game, I go into the little cogwheel and I hit concede. And then I just go, oh, no. Oh, I was on the fight right before Ren Light Hand. Why?
Press F to pay respects, everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so close.
I mean, and then my mind was like, I was just going to die to Rend anyways. So, whatever. But like,
good attitude. Self-talk.
I know. But I was so sad. I'm like, well, I guess we'll never know. Maybe that was the run that I would have beaten him. And I got to do it all again because I hit concede instead of quit. Dang it.
Yeah, even the checkpoints we asked for wouldn't have saved us from that.
No.
Yeah, nope. Mm-mm. Rip.
Well, but anyways, talking about the bounties and stuff, I did want to mention, you were talking about Alterac Valley. DeckTech pointed this out on Twitter, saying that there wasn't a lot of people he saw talking about this point in the blog post. But it does say, as you prepare for this event to begin, make your way through all the Alterac Valley bounties and take special care to strengthen your beasts and dragons, which will be essential for some of these tasks. So,
oh, I'll get right on it, Nick. Thanks.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, even if, like, you know, take some beasts and dragons and throw them in the training grounds, because we will have a week before the event starts. So, you know, you can get a couple of them at least, like, leveled. Their abilities and stuff might not be strengthened unless you have coins for them. But if you have some beasts or dragons that you haven't worked on yet, I would at least just, even if you can just throw them in the training grounds over this next week or something, that'll at least help you a little bit. You have access to them at that point.
That's who I'm going to put in as soon as I see what kind of XP I have on the ones that are currently in there. Just find a couple beasts or a couple dragons. I don't actually know if I have all the dragons.
We've got a cool couple that came out recently, at least, so
yeah, but I can always
try out those guys.
I cry every Tim.
Just get a couple hundred gold, get some packs. They pop pretty quickly if, you know, once your collection is filled out. Like, one, you know, the duplication checks and sees that you have almost everything, and then is like, okay, well, what rare don't you have? This new dragon that just came out. Here you go. So they come pretty quickly.
That's lovely, yeah. I'll just make sure I have enough for the mini set, because I'm a gold mini set buyer. That's actually, I can't phrase it that way
too.
Now. I use gold to pay for mini set. I'm not paying for gold in mini set.
Yes. Well, okay, so we've talked about the event. Some pretty cool stuff with that. I'm really interested to see, again, the event isn't starting for another week yet, so I'm sure we'll talk about that over the next couple episodes and really talk more in depth about like what the tasks are, how that's all going. But for now, let's jump into the mercenaries, because we do have the four that are launching, plus we'll be able to earn the Chi Ji. So let's jump into the mercenaries that are coming out. Does anybody particularly want to take this first one?
This first one's cute AF. I assume
that sounds
it's
like
pronounced...
you volunteered.
Yes, I did. I was just gonna keep going. How do we pronounce it though? I just looked at the photo and now I'm.
Looks like Longshin to me.
Alrighty, well, Longfoot, the legendary caster dragon. Okay, Longshin. We'll call it by its actual name. Longshin.
Okay.
It's a 686. Is that low? Because I feel like that's low for attack. Good health though.
A caster, so.
It's true. Good health on good buddy. Abilities: Celestial Breath. I mean, these are all arcane abilities, so it can go in one of those comps. Speed 7, kind of slow on the first one. Deal 19 damage to an enemy. It's an interesting number. Any excess damage continues right or left. Starfire Blessing. Speed 2, cooldown 1. For 2 turns, gain +3 arcane damage, and after this merc is damaged, deal 14 damage to a random enemy. Among the Stars, speed 1, cooldown 1. Give an ally +13 health and swap places with it. Enemy abilities targeting the mercs, swap targets if possible. Equipment, bottle of infinite stars, and these are going to be maxed equipments. Among the Stars gives 4 more health and also grants health to your dragons. Kunlai Crystal, Among the Stars starts off cooldown, passive, +8 nature resistance. Band of Bursting Novas is the last equipment, gain +3 arcane damage for each of your beasts and dragons that has died this game.
That's a battle cry for that last one.
Yes.
That's a valid point.
You know, the thing that jumps out at me on this, there's a couple things that jump out at me, but the one that really jumps out on me in Pokemon Doubles, by far the most reviled move in the entire game is Ally Switch. It almost always goes first, and it does exactly what it sounds like. Your two Pokemon that are on the field, they switch places. So anything they targeted the, you know, one Pokemon with, it hits the other one instead because they switch places. That sounds exactly what Among the Stars does, where they swap places and the targeting changes. And that opens up so much stuff. I don't think we've ever seen any ability that changes the positioning of the Mercs during the battle itself. I think this one's going to be something that really could potentially shape the way the games are played, because this is now a thing that you don't know if the Merc you target is going to be where it says it is now once your abilities land, because it's a speed one again, almost always going first. So it's gonna be playing some mind games with people once the PvP starts.
Yeah, and AoE attacks are going to be a lot more coveted for whatever we have of those.
Good point.
That's gonna be a really interesting thing to see. I think even in like PvP too, I can see so many mind games going on with that. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, okay, do like as the person playing this, when do you want to use this? And from the opponent perspective, are they wanting to use this now? And do I still just target the thing I want to target? Or do I switch and target the spot that I think it's going to end up moving to? Like, there's just so many layers of like mind games and decision making that I think like Mercenaries already does very well. I think every time, like, I've casted several times now for Mercs, and I feel like every time that we watch these, like, Mercenary tournaments and these PvP matches, there's, like, so many of those little decisions and, like, the mind games and how deep people want to go with the mind games, and that is what I see with this. That's going to be really, really cool.
And it's even, like, another layer deep, because you also have the equipment, the Kunlai Crystal, that turns the cooldown off at the beginning of the game. So normally you would say, oh, well, you know, it's cooldown one, so I know that they can't use it until next turn. Well, you don't know if they have Kunlai Crystal or not. So now you don't know if they're using it first or second turn. So this is, I mean, big time mind games.
Big time mind games, very cute portraits. We got next.
I guess I'll go next. Yeah. Now that you mention it. Again, so we're making our best effort here. This next one is an epic fighter that I believe is pronounced Xuan. Xuan is a beast. The stats are 976 when maxed. The abilities, again, these are all maxed out. This is max level 5 for abilities and 4 for equipment. Equalizing Strikes is a speed 7. Choose an enemy. Set this Merc's attack to 5 higher than the target and attack them. Pounce, speed 4. Borrow 5 attack from all friendly characters for 2 turns. Attack an enemy. Tiger Lightning, nature. Deal this Merc's attack damage to a random enemy. Death Blow, gain plus 5 attack, and repeat this. And now for the equipment. Spear of Xuan. Strike sets this Merc's attack to an additional 4 higher than the target. So instead of 5, it becomes 9 higher. Celestial Chestplate. Pounce also steals 5 attack from a random enemy. Charged Gauntlets, Tiger Lightning gives an additional plus 4 attack. So same thing. That plus 5 goes to a plus 9 on the death blow.
Good God.
Some cool mechanics there.
This is a vicious little tiger.
I mean, it.
And cute portrait.
It's a fighter. Oh, yeah. The portrait is super cute. The, like, the quote-unquote, like, baby portrait. Or the cute one.
Yeah, he's looking at the butterfly. It's so cute.
Yeah.
But no, like, we've already seen with Vanessa Van Cleef the ability to steal your opponent's attack. This is cool. Like, you borrow 5 attack from friendlies. That's really clever. Because, like, there are some comps that just like to fill the board with, you know, with those generated minions. So it'd be really cool to just, you know, you got, like, 6 minions all the way across and you just borrow 5 from all of them. You just end up with a whole bunch of attack to dump on an enemy. That's pretty cool.
And all of the equipments are good. Like, all of them.
I'm kind of curious, though, with the borrowing, does it actually take it from your friendly characters? Like,
well, it says borrow, so I assume it means that it's lowered by 5, but then it returns to its normal value after the ability is finished.
Yeah, so probably most useful if you have, like, casters and their attack doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, okay. Because that was the thought that I was thinking, too. Like, this might be something that if you're wanting to use that ability, you're really probably putting it into a warband, a comp that is a little bit more built for that in mind. Because, yeah, otherwise, you don't want to be putting this in with, you know, things that have, like, Wind Fury and that are attacking, right? And be using that pounce effect, which is very interesting. I don't know how I feel about this one. It seems cool, but I don't know how great he's going to be in use, like, especially for PvP.
Yeah, I feel like you'd need to run all three, like a protector and a caster, and just go for, like, OTK stuff. Like, he's not out there to last the whole game. He's out there to gain a bunch of attack, take out one or two mercenaries, and then pass away.
Probably, yeah. Like a transitional type of mercenary in the comp.
Yeah, one's like your mid-game inter just runs in, smacks things like 3 times, and then is like, okay, your turn.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that. I think the ability that I like the most is the first one, that Equalizing Strike. The only downside is it's slow, right? At that speed 7. But the setting this merc's attack to 5 higher and then attacking them just, like, seems so cool to me. That seems really fun. But I'm a little sad on the speed.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's just because those attack values can get so high.
Yeah.
They didn't want to, you know, let it get too fast.
Yeah.
Especially if you both have Zhuan, and then, like, they use it one turn, and then you use on theirs, and they use it on yours, and all of a sudden one of them has, like, 67 attack, and you're like, oof. I don't like it here anymore. I don't really, this is not fun.
That would be great.
That would actually be amazing. I would love to see a video on that.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be some. Is there a Trollstone type of content out there for mercenaries? I don't know of anything like that, but there should be.
Yeah, I've only seen standard wild and classic. I haven't seen any on mercs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think moving on. The next one is Niu Zhao, a rare protector. It is a beast. It is a 10 attack, 80 health at max stats. The abilities, again, these are all maxed. First one is Headbutt. It is a speed 7. Attack an enemy. If it has higher attack than this merc, deal 16 damage to it instead. You get Bullish Fortitude, a speed 2, cooldown 1. Gain Taunt, and your other characters take 5 less damage for 2 turns. The third ability, Blessing of the Ox, is an arcane, speed 3, cooldown 1. Each time a friendly character is damaged this turn, give them Divine Shield.
Mm.
And then the equipment, again, all maxed. First one, Bullish Belt. Bullish Fortitude reduces damage taken by 5 more, but has plus 1 cooldown. Helm of Niu Zhao, passive. Minus 2 attack, plus 16 health. After an enemy attacks this merc, deal 5 damage to them. And the last equipment is Talisman of the Ox. Passive. After a friendly character loses Divine Shield, this merc gains plus 6 health. I want to play with this one so bad. This seems so fun. I love it.
He's got a lot going for him. He's like this really cool, like, fire buffalo. Is all of his art is very cool, and he's just I don't think we've seen a merc that's this tanky where they can get taunt for multiple turns, they can reduce damage for all your mercs, which is great. They can pass out divine shield to your mercs, which is great. Like this, you know, does almost no damage, but then you don't really need to do damage. You can just let the Bullish Fortitude, not Bullish Fortitude. It's the What am I thinking? Oh yeah, the Helm of Nijuao. Like, not only do you get like a plus 16 passive health, which is great, but he just deals 5 damage every time he takes damage. So it's like, you don't even need to do any attacks. Just keep doing the defensive stuff and let the equipment do the damage for you.
Yeah, this is a wondrous tank. This is the ideal. I don't want to use the word perfect, but like perfect tank unit.
It's pretty nice.
This is one that I would say grind for. I mean, like, if you have them all or you want them all, of course we want them all. But, like, you can find this one first, level this one first, put in the training grounds first, get coins for it first. But I think this is good in PvP and PvE. Like, I don't think this one discriminates at all. It's just going to help keep you alive.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? Just that's its job, is to just make your team harder to kill. And it seems to do that really well.
Yeah. Yeah, this one seems really cool. I think so far out of the three, I am most excited to try this one. And like you said, I mean, like, is obviously the naming or the naming of the abilities and stuff. It's an ox, but he looks like a giant, like, hell beast kind of, but also like elegant. The art's great. Like, it's so good.
It's almost like a celestial fire, you know, it's like a flame of righteousness is what it, you know, what it reminds me of.
Yeah, so good. All right. What? Who wants to take the next one?
Is it my turn for Yulon?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Yulon is a rare protector and a dragon. So here's some more dragons for your dragon things. 885 stats at maximum. Abilities, Jade Gust. This is a nature ability. Speed 10, very, very slow, but deal 20 damage to an enemy. If they attacked this turn, deal 40 damage instead. It's so cool. The second ability, Jade Flame Buffet. Speed 1 with a cooldown of 1. Block, taunt, and stealth on all other characters for 2 turns. Give your characters plus 10 health. And the last one, Enveloping Mist, speed 2, cooldown 1. This is also nature. Gain taunt this turn and plus 3 nature damage. Repeat for each other friendly dragon. So a lot of cool utility things going on here. Equipments. Jadefire Spear. Jade Flame Buffet gives an additional plus 5 health. So that goes up to plus 15 health when you activate that. Or you can go with Serpent Pendant. Enveloping Mist gains an additional plus 3 nature damage. So that's a tricky one. So it's taunt and plus 3 nature damage. So this would become plus 6. Repeat for each other friendly dragon. So you can stack those up. That sounds cool. And Pearl of Yulon, your other dragons take 4 less damage. So another protector with damage reduction team-wide. Very cool.
Just sitting here, I'm trying to figure out what kind of comps I'd put this in, because like there's obviously the dragons, but like the nature comp possibilities are kind of delicious.
Yeah, for sure. Just stacking up
20,
you know, hang out with Brucon and you know, just stack up nature damage on top of each other. You know what, actually, what I was thinking of with this Jade Gust, right? So speed 10, if they attacked, deal 40 damage instead. The cool thing about in PvE is you actually get to know what enemy minions attacked, because you get to see their selections as opposed to PvP. So there's no guesswork there. So if you just want to like just truck an enemy fighter for 80 damage, no problem.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Easy peasy. That's without any nature boost.
Yep, and it doesn't double. It just says deal 40 instead. So that's probably on purpose.
Oh, R.I.P.
Could you imagine?
Gosh darn it. Yeah, I was literally about to be like, yo, let's do a challenge. See what the most amount of damage you can get is. And everybody's looking like, well, it's going to be 40. So guess we all win. Okay, screw you guys.
we need a Localar challenge. Like how much frost damage can you deal in one turn?
Yeah, I just feel so unsure. I want to be so excited about the dragons, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. And it seems like they're leaning so heavy into like a dragon comp, which I don't know how well they work together. I think you'd have to really have the right things, and maybe it can be good in PvE, but I'm not sure how good like a full dragon warband is going to be in PvP.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'd probably be like, oh, we're going to start off with three dragons and try to get off as much dragon stuff as we can. And you know, and then the rest of the comp is where you put, like, your nature stuff or your beast stuff that, like, that does things if you've had, you know, beasts or dragons. That's all I can think of, because I super agree that I'm not sure they all work together the way you'd need them to win at the highest level.
Yeah, like, they're not good enough together, like, individually to make, you know, a really strong comp, but they might be if dragons get a little bit more, like, they almost have to be individually super powerful, which they're not. They don't seem to be. No, I mean, maybe we're not seeing, you know, the real unlockable power of some of these minions, but, you know, it doesn't really jump off the page. Not like Nuzhou does. Like, he just looks like such a beast. I mean, literally, he is a beast, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's just dragons either. I think this is something that I feel like I've noticed just in mercenaries in general, because we've seen that even, like, remember at the beginning, everyone was so excited to try, like, murloc builds and, like, demon stuff, and they just really haven't been a thing. But you've seen maybe some demons a little bit here or there. You've seen things like Cookie as a murloc, and individual or as part of something else using, like, those nature effects or something else like that. They've been great, but as an overall, like, all of them being murlocs, all of them being demons, all of them being dragons, it just hasn't worked, at least especially not for PvP. For PvE, it might be okay, especially in some of the easier things, or if you're, you know, your mercs are kind of, like, way out leveled. Sure, maybe you can get through some of those PvE things, but in PvP, we just haven't seen those full comps of that. And yeah, maybe we just need more, like you said, but yeah. I'm a little bummed, because, especially with the dragons, like, I want all the dragons, and I want them to all be amazing, and I want to play all the dragons, and
That's what standard's going to be for in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. I'm so ready. Bring on the dragons.
There's so many dragons. If we're going across all the game modes, there's so many dragons. You and Kibler, I don't even know if Kibler still plays Hearthstone, but, like, you guys,
yes,
just gonna have a heyday.
Well, moving away from dragons, Simba, would you like to bring in our final mercenary, which is the one we'll get from the event?
From the event, GG, our epic caster that, even though I'm staring directly at a beautiful crane, thought for some reason was going to be a panda. It's a beast. 779 max stats. And I love the name of its abilities. Blazing Song is the first one. Well, these are all fire abilities. Phenomenal. Speed 3, deal 10 damage to an enemy. Gain +3 heal power. I'm not sure if I've heard of heal power before. I might just not have all the mercenaries. But Inspiring Song is the second ability. Speed 4, restore 10 health to all friendly characters. There we go. Firestorm. Speed 5, cooldown 1. Deal 5 damage to all enemies. And restore 5 health to all allies. Then this one specifically has a side note that says increased by healing power. So I'm not sure if Inspiring Song is not or what there. But either way, for the equipment, we have the Blazing Band, which makes Blazing Song deal 4 more damage and give an additional +2 heal power. Staff of GG goes Inspiring Song restores 10 more health across all friendlies. And the Flame Heart Crystal. This one is a passive. After a friendly beast is healed, give them +5 health. Another tanky boy. Low key.
Yeah.
If played correctly. Low key.
Tanky or healy? Like, you know, it's just interesting that the abilities are fairly fast. They deal decent damage, like, not a lot of damage, but they're decent. Now, mind you, they all being fire, you know, there's maybe the possibility of, like, some fire comp stuff going on here, because there's not a lot of healing in fire comps. But yeah, like, all of these abilities either heal or grant health, you know, which is, well, let's see, restore health. The last one. After a friendly beast is healed, give them +5 health. Okay. So, but, you know, a lot of, it's all heal, area heals, like, restore 10 health to all friendly characters. restore 5 health to all allies. So there's, yeah, like, we've seen Malfurion be really, really useful in comps because of the life staff, where, like, every time you hit a nature spell, boom, everybody gets some health. So this kind of has the same feel to it.
Yeah, like, I think I've seen some more bands and some comps before that it feels like you can get kind of close or you can kill some of their stuff off, but then as soon as they get their healing combos going and it's like, I can just never kill this stuff. Like, I'm going to try. And even if you try to, like, target down one merc, they just keep healing. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I can't kill these things because their healing is, like, outdoing what I'm doing. That might be something that this can do. And if it is, that's kind of crazy. Like, healing power seems like it's very similar to, like, spell damage, you know, spell power kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Which is very interesting. I don't know if we've actually seen it, like Simba was saying, I don't think we've actually seen it referred to as heal power directly. It's just healing.
I think because it specifically boosts the damage on Firestorm. I think it does. Like, I know Simba, you were saying you're not sure that's how it works, but I think that's how it's meant to work, where it actually improves both the damage and the health.
Yeah, that is super cool. My confusion was on the, like, Inspiring Song says restore 10 to all, but it doesn't say increase by healing power.
Yeah, I think that's right. Just a flat 10, but I think the more you use your first ability, that Blazing Song, it's going to give your Firestorm, that third ability, increased healing. I'm just not sure if it, does it go up by the 3 then? So if you've used it once, then Firestorm would heal 8?
Yeah, right. Deal 5, heal 8?
I think so. That's how I'm interpreting that. I think the damage stays the same, and only the healing changes.
Yeah, so you'd have to put in some fire manipulation in order to buff Firestorm entirely.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is not that far out of imagination. I mean, Antonidas has not really seen a lot of play, so maybe people will pull old Uncle Tony out of the closet, and that was phrased poorly.
I didn't really know where we were going with that. I was like, and then
off the bench, pull Uncle Tony off the bench, and get that firepower starting to stack up. Wait, and doesn't Belinda stack firepower as well? And Geddon,
yeah,
maybe, yeah. I mean, there's a few ways to do it.
I think the equipment, the Blazing Band, is pretty interesting too. If you're really wanting to, like, lean into that. Because again, it deals 4 more damage. Blazing Song, the first ability, deals 4 more and gives an additional +2 heal power, which means you're using Blazing Song to deal 14 to an enemy, and then you're gaining +5 heal power. And it's like, that could start to jump up fast, because that would stack, right? So if you use Blazing Song twice, then basically you'd be up +10 heal power.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
then you start, like, AoE healing your entire team for 10, 15, 20.
Yeah. I mean, if this lives on the board long enough to get those off, because you would have to use the Blazing Song, and then I guess the Blazing Song again, then the Firestorm, like, a couple times to get that. So this would have to live, but, oh, I'm all for that. Like, if this sounds like a survival type, right? You're just like making it so that your board just never dies. Probably fun for one person.
One of the people in this game is having fun.
Yeah,
we're about to have priest for mercenary comps. That'll be right. Fine.
Oof. Yeah, totally fine. Unkillable mercenary team. There's the comp challenge. Make an unkillable mercenary team.
I think we're getting close to that actually being possible. We might joke about it, but no.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I have definitely played some white and white red magic decks where the whole point of the deck was just get healing so consistent that you can't possibly do enough damage to it. Like, it becomes an endless struggle.
Oh yeah,
those were the days.
I mean, I think even in like standard Hearthstone right now. That I feel like that's kind of what the quest priest with Death Rattle stuff is, mm-hmm. right? You have these taunt bodies that either deal damage and clear the board, or taunt that heals all your other stuff, including your face. And then you're just able to bring it back and res it again. And it just makes it so that your opponent, like, they have to get through all these obnoxious taunts and then through all the added healing. And it's like that kind of play style is what I feel like this Merc does.
Or at least opens the possibility to.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. It might not be to the same extent, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I'm really curious because if people take advantage, this is the mercenary that you get from the event if you do the tasks. So there might be more people that actually do have access to this mercenary, even if they don't have all of them. So I'm kind of curious to see if there's like an inflated amount of people that use this Merc over some of the other ones. Because I feel like we've seen that with the like 8 free Mercs that everybody started with, just like by going through the tutorial. And I'm curious if it's going to be similar with this. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I'm curious to see if there's like inflated use of it.
Probably. I mean, anytime everybody gets something, you're just going to see it more often in period, right?
Yeah. I guess we wondered for how long, right? Yeah. Like, does it turn out to be as good as it possibly could be? Or is everyone going to use it for 2 weeks and then be like, oh, new quests are out. We can't use any more
Yeah.
Yeah. We've added even more bounties to get you further behind in your progression.
They did.
Which is actually happening. Yeah, I know. That's actually happening.
I'm staring at them and crying. I just mute my mic every so often.
It's okay. I actually I punched Nefarian in the face while we were talking, and I'm now in Alterac Valley. Hooray!
Yay! Where's our cheering? Soundboard.
Oh, press the button. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Press the button.
I like this for how tepid it gets towards the end. Or right. They're just kind of like, yes, okay, it's getting old now. Okay.
Well, okay, so hooray, you've made it to Alterac Valley. So you have the ones that came out in the last patch, to the bounties, to get through. But don't worry, tomorrow, I mean, as of this recording tomorrow, like, by the time everybody's hearing this, it will already be out. You'll have another 4.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Who doesn't like homework?
Only 4, though. The other 2 are coming a little later.
Yeah, true.
But, okay, one thing I do think is interesting is that some of these new bounties are characters we're already familiar with. So I'll read through the list of the bounties real quick. We have Rodimer, Ickman, Belinda Stoneherth,
hey.
Ivis, Vandar Stormpike, and Kazakis. So those last two, Vandar and Kazakis, are the ones that are going to be coming out at the conclusion of the Chi-Chi event. Which, again, they said, you have through March 8th. So
Yeah. That's
when that will be ending. But the first 4 we'll have with this patch. What do you guys think?
I mean,
I think I would have rather them all come out after 2 weeks. But
yeah,
that's just my like very initial thought. I'm like, okay, like 4. We just got to Alterac. I say we, and it's not even me. It's just Cinder. So you know that we haven't touched any of the new bounties.
I will say this, though. I am excited to move on to Alterac Valley because if I see one more Fire Lord, Fire Guard, Fire Destroyer, Core Hound, my eyes are going to fall out of my head. Like, I'm so tired of the same, like, 4 minions. So I'm hoping that Alterac Valley is a more diverse bounty environment.
Yeah. Can you just, can you give, like, a threaten to rend Blackhand so that we can like just get past him already? And like at this point I'm like, oh, please just let me see the like repeating things, because I'm not even that far in fucking Black Rock Mountain.
Oh no,
I hate Rend. I will be so happy. You know what I feel like I am literally so excited to just beat Rend that I almost just like I want to do a giveaway as soon as I beat him. Like, just
Should do like a co-op for your stream. Just like have chat to help you beat Rend.
Right. Oh my god. Stupid Rend. Yeah. So like I guess that's my opinion of the new stuff, because I haven't even done the last new stuff because I'm stuck in Blackrock. I did see, though, that there were... Well, I don't think we mentioned that, actually. I think I mentioned it to you guys in our chat. There was, in the bug fixes and game improvements that they put out, they did lower the difficulty of the Snowclaw, High Justice Grimstone, Captain Galvangar, Lokalar the Ice Lord, and Drekthar Heroic Bounties, and then both normal and heroic versions of the Lewis Phillips Bounty. But I'm like, I looked at that and I was like, hey, they lowered the difficulty of stuff that I'm still not at yet. Okay, cool. Dang it.
Great. Thanks.
How generous of them. Preemptively thinking we're too weak. They're right.
Well, I think the big thing there is that it's like all of the heroic stuff, which is how you get that third piece of equipment for the newest stuff, right? So I think they lowered that difficulty to make it easier for people to get that third equipment piece.
That makes sense.
Which is great. Equipment piece.
And I assume also the coins, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, yeah. I'm not there yet, and I'm petty because I'm mad that I can't be Rend. So I'm being real petty about it.
You know, though, speaking of coins, I do need to... I'm gonna raise this flag again, this red flag. Coin dilution is going to become a problem. The more mercs you keep adding to the pool, the more... The lower your chances are of pulling a specific merc coin in any pack and any bounty. So... Team 5, Hearthstone devs, Mercenaries devs, we need to figure something out about this before it becomes super problematic.
Yeah, I think they've already said that their plan is to add 5 new Mercenaries every month, right? And
yeah,
if that's
like,
the pattern,
already,
that's a lot.
I mean, it's we're already dealing, we counted last week, what did we come up with, 70-something mercs?
Yeah, 70, it was like 71. Yeah.
So we're adding another 5 to 76. So you're pulling, when the game started, it was 51. So you had a 1 in 10 chance of pulling, I mean, not, I'm totally not accounting for rarity and how the rarity split works in the pack, but just say they're all the same rarity. 1 in 10 of pulling any particular merc coin out of a pack. Now when you have 76, it's like, well, you know, 50% lower than that. Like it's not good pull rates already. So like I don't know if there needs to be, they need to start segregating the packs by expansion or by zone, or maybe you buy merc packs, caster packs, and fighter packs. Maybe that's the way to do it. I don't know, but there's got to be a way to stop diluting the pool on coins, because people are going to end up with coins they can't use, which is already happening, which is already a problem for some accounts. So let's not keep exacerbating that problem if we can avoid it.
Yeah, which I think is also great that they've added, they're in a way kind of addressing that with the event this time, right? So it specifically says you're going to get over the 1,000 coin total mercenary coins for the new mercenaries, which...
Yeah.
I know we talked about that earlier, but like for me, that is fantastic because that means we're going to be getting coins for the relevant mercenaries during this event just by doing those tasks. And that feels good because it's like I don't have to level it up in the training hall and then be like, OK, now I got to go figure out where in the PvE I got to go find these coins, or hope that I open them in a pack, or hope that I randomly get them from doing PvP matches. No. But the way they're doing it with the event, I'm thrilled for.
Well, let me ask a question. How many coins does it say you get for doing all of the tasks?
1,000? It says over 1,000.
It says over 1,000 total.
Over 1,000. Total. But that's spread across 5 mercs.
That
so
is true.
You're talking like 200 to 250 per merc, which is enough
one
to
and
raise
a half
like
things.
Yeah, like you're gonna raise 2 abilities. It sounds great when you say it out loud, but then when you think about it for a second, it's like, no, it's not that much.
That's true.
It's something, but it's you can do better.
I mean, we can
do
be
better.
About it. It's really not much at all. No, like straight up, if there's Do we even know how much it takes? I'm pretty sure we know how much it takes, how many coins it takes to max a mercenary. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that we know.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact number.
I think it's 2,700 or 2,800 per merc.
Multiply that by 50, which is what we started with. And now we add 25 more.
Yeah.
No, not 25 more.
Yeah, we started with 50.
25 more.
25 more. Yeah.
No. 25 more.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of coins that we don't have, and or that some people do have and can't use because they're for mercenaries that are already maxed. So,
yeah, like even like a really simple thing would just be to have a currency exchange. Like, okay, I don't want to play with this mercenary, or I have maxed this mercenary. I literally can't use these coins. I'm literally paying for in-game product that I cannot use. The system does not allow me to use it. So, like, if you can exchange those, just like we do in regular Hearthstone, you can dust cards you don't want, and you can buy new cards with them. So, let's implement something like that for mercenaries, please, 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 please.
Yeah, there's a cool thing in Clash Royale that I play on mobile. Every so often, you'll get a specific chest, and it's called a lightning chest. And depending on the rarity of the lightning chest, depends on how many rerolls you get. But after you open the chest, say you have gotten three different kinds of cards, two of them you need cards for, and the third one you already have maxed, you can get three rerolls on it. Which doesn't necessarily solve the problem as a whole, you know, because that's at the point of getting the chest, but something like that, where if they're like, oh, we don't want to guarantee people can put all their coins into a specific one, well, then, you know, let me reroll with, like, a, you know, at least a random chance of putting it on a mercenary that I need coins for.
That's true. I mean, just any kind of semi-targeted coin pulling, you know, just some way to reduce the RNG and at least give you better odds at getting stuff that you need.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, not to harp on Clash, you know, Brow, but if you say you use all your rerolls and you land on a card that you already have maxed, it automatically turns those extra cards into gold.
Dang, all right then.
Which, in this case, could then be used to buy packs to theoretically find more cards.
Yeah, like even if you're just that, I mean, buying another pack is in fact buying a reroll, is it not?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think it's that far out of the realm of doing like reroll type stuff because even like don't Overwatch and like Heroes of the Storm have that for like their chests and stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe so.
So it doesn't even seem like that far of the realm. Maybe it's not as realistic for Hearthstone. I don't know, but I know other Blizzard games do that. So,
no, I think it's realistic, right? I know we don't talk about Standard, but if you look at Standard, right, there's no rerolls, but if you have extra cards, you can turn those cards into dust, which then allows you to craft the cards that you need. Like, we do it already.
Yeah, that's better than a reroll. That's just getting exactly the thing that I want.
Like, it's doable. It's doable because we do it. I have proof. Yeah. I did it.
Yes. We do it all the time, actually.
Also, actually, random thing that I thought of, since we talked about the mercs, and I just realized that two of them, not counting the Chi-Gi, okay, we got two dragons and two beasts.
Yes.
They're giving us dragons and beasts that we can start working with if you open them or are able to get them in this first week when the patch is out. Those are ones that you can strengthen.
At least if as long as the tasks given to strengthen them aren't all in Aldorak Valley.
True. I don't know. That was just a random thought. It's like they made the note about preparing for the event with beasts and dragons, and it's like, huh, all the mercs that are coming out are beasts and dragons.
Beasts and dragons, yeah.
At least that feels like it was thought out. I like that. I'm so excited for our first event, though.
Yes. Yay. I mean, let's get back on track. Yeah, we're excited for this. This is cool. This is adding more stuff, expanding the life of the game, you know, the vitality of the game. You know, we definitely want to see this. But let's not forget about, you know, the externalities of that kind of expansion as we go. Let's make sure we sweep the floor after we walk through it.
Yes.
What a fun time. What's the TLDR recap? We got a patch coming out, got some new mercenaries. A week after that we'll be getting our first event, and then on March 8th everything will kind of cool down, the event will be over, Chi-Gi will be available for everyone, and anyone that did the event will have the opportunity to gain Chi-Gi early and a small amount of coins.
Yes.
Exactly.
Plus there's 6 new bounties, which I'm not acknowledging because I won't be able to get to, but 6 new bounties.
Yeah.
They're there. If you're at that place, you get to play with those.
And if you're not, please commiserate with us. Let us know, yeah. Because I feel ya.
Where can they commiserate with us?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, what a transition.
I love it. Yes, thank you everybody for sticking through that. If you want to get in touch with us, let us know your thoughts on all of this, you know, that we've covered today. If you have thoughts on coins, new mercs, all of that. I mean, you can find our episodes. We post them on YouTube, everywhere that you can find audio podcasts. But if you want to reach out to us with a message specifically, find us on Twitter at Spirit Healer Pod. Send us an email at spirithealerpodcast@gmail.com or jump into our Discord. We do have a Discord that is, you can find that on our Twitter as well. Jump in the Discord. We've got tons of channels that you can use for discussions in there. You know, we all chat in there, so jump in. And as always, we want to thank Purple Cat for the use of the amazing music that we use for the show. And to find more from each of us, you can find me on Twitter at DonnieDK. That's DawniedK. Twitch and my Hearthstone YouTube, DragonRiderDK. I also have a Content Creation Made Simple YouTube channel. You can find that at Simple Side of Content Creation. Or catch me talking all about Standard Hearthstone over at the Dr. 3HS podcast. And Cinder, where can we find more from you?
Yes, come over to the Twitter. It's at Cinder Ascendant. And you can bug me about mercenaries. You can bug me about magic. You can bug me about Final Fantasy 14. Hey, there's a game I also play. Or hey, you know, I got a homework assignment for everybody. Go to the Discord. Go to our Discord. Go to the Pets channel and request dog pics, because I will put them in there.
Yes, yes.
Huh. Dog the pics. Only Pets channel of the Discord, huh?
Yeah.
We have to change the name now.
Only okay. Pets. Only Pets. subscribe for $5 and you get all my daily pet pics. You know. Yeah, we do some dog pics. We do some puppy pics.
Oh my God.
Do some playing outside with the fetch picks. Yeah.
SFW cat picks.
Totally SFW. Completely SFW.
Exactly. Well, speaking of cats, though, Simba, I know you are a big cat person. Where can people check? Where can people find more from you?
You just gotta let them know, right? Come hang out with me and Raja on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, SimbaTV_. For all the Hearthstone fans, if you're on YouTube, SimbaStone will be the YouTube channel to get to. Lack of content ends tomorrow. The FaZe Clan submissions are due tonight. I will be back on the grind on a wonderful Tuesday. I will see you all on whatever social media you guys use the most.
Yes. I'm so hyped. I can't wait to see. Yeah, if you aren't, please go support Simba. Cheer him on for this this FaZe. Yes. Competition that's going on, because and by the way, I'm just gonna put this out here, but if you don't get accepted, which, like, why wouldn't they accept you? But you know, I may know a team that would really love to have you, so you know,
I'm gonna have my feelers out
yeah,
whether I do or do not.
Yes. Just put that out there. But yes, we do wish you the best of luck with that. That is going to be awesome. And I know you're just going to crush it. So definitely go over there. Check out everything that Simba is doing. But for this week, thank you for choosing us as your resting place of choice.